Ah, that is correct. John in Vegas time, Super Bowl prop bets. Nothing I love more than Super Bowl prop bets, and they seemed even more outrageous this year than in the past. Before that, though, to garner some inspiration here, I think you need to tell me this story you said you have about making your way back from San Antone, which you were at whatever wrestling.
For the Royal Rumble. Playing it off like he doesn't know.
I couldn't remember what it was called. Okay.
The Royal Rumble.
Look, I watched part of it because someone told me Gallagher was in it, and so I watched Gallagher's part, and that was all I watched.
It was a heck of a umbrella appearance.
He did the Mary Poppins with the umbrella. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that was great.
Wonderful.
So getting home was crazy because the day before, my girlfriend Savannah got us wrapped up into doing a timeshare meeting. Awful idea. But the prize, she didn't know anything about timeshares, and I did. But her idea to go along with this, like I couldn't talk her out of it, was if we sat through the two-hour meeting, a free seven-night stay wherever we want. And it's pretty nice hotels.
I don't really know Star Wars too much, but, man, it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
So
we need that audio.
So the next day, and let me tell you, this meeting starts 3 hours before our plane leaves. And it's a two-hour meeting. So we get there. We sit through all this crap. Like, we all know we're not going to get it. But the funny thing about this is to do this meeting, we had to pretend we were married. So before we get there, she already has this ring she wears that I bought her for Christmas. And so we had to go and buy me a fake wedding band. $18 sterling silver, and it doesn't even fit. So I have to buy something that makes it fit. And I'm messing with the whole time because I don't like wearing jewelry. And so the lady that was trying to make this pitch to us, asking us all these questions. Oh, how'd you get engaged? How was the wedding and all this? When was the date? Played it off like a champ.
Wow.
Making everything up as we go.
Well, where's your
I
wedding?
I did all the talking.
What? Please tell me you came up with some destination
wedding. I basically
stole
stories that have actually happened with other members of the family.
Okay. So what's the payoff here?
So we get through the meeting. And I'm telling this lady, like, hey, we got to go. She's like, okay, I get it. We'll just do this. We'll get you there. I'm like, okay. So we get done. As soon as we leave, it's 55 minutes till the plane leaves. Still a five-minute run, and I mean run, because we had to run to our car. And my girlfriend does not run, so I ran and got the car and met her wherever she was on the sidewalk. We get in the car, and I am literally going 90 miles per hour on the interstate, 8 miles away to get to, first of all, have to take the rent-a-car back. That took a minute, right? We had a shuttle over to the airport, which is about a mile and a half away. We get there 20 minutes until the plane leaves. Still have to check bags. The machine won't work. So we have to get somebody to come over and help us out with the machine. So that took a few minutes. And now we still have to get through TSA. That took about 10 minutes. And if you do the math, I mean, the plane is ready to take off, right? We get there. And I don't know how we got lucky, but the plane that we are taking home arrived late. So we sat there for probably about 10 minutes. Before we started boarding.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
good for you.
You know, the barely making your plane is obviously, that's an interesting enough story. But by far, the part I'm most concerned with here in the story is the fact that you were willing to pretend that you were married to the point that you went and got a fake wedding.
Well, I think this is all fate. The fact that story worked out means that you are now ready for anything as a married couple with
your
girlfriend.
Let me tell you something. I've never said as many cuss words in my life than in that hour between leaving that meeting and getting to the airport. The pressure was so heavy, you have no idea. It was like have you ever watched The Amazing Race? And how trying to race to the airport? I haven't watched it in a while either, but it's a good comparison about how the pressure. And I probably have never done, that was my best driving ever. Weaving through traffic, like, I was very impressed. Here's what I got, though. Here's what we got. We got the seven-night stay. That is actually going to happen. We can use it wherever we want. We just have to book within 2 years. A free three-night stay in either Orlando, Vegas, or New Orleans.
Man.
A free night stay wherever. Just one. And we also got a $120 credit card. And we've read through the brochures that it's all come in, like all our gifts and stuff. And it's pretty legit. We just have to use a confirmation code when we book.
Okay. Hey, I hope the best for you. I hope that works out. I hope you have a great trip. But all I know is I don't listen a whole lot to our station like throughout the day because, one, I'm working. There are some other reasons for that. But sometimes I listen in the 10 o'clock hour when my man Clark Howard is on. And I feel like I've heard someone explain like almost the exact same scenario to him before, and they've wound up getting screwed. So I hope it works out. You know what? You went through all that effort. You got the wedding band. So I hope it works out for you.
I still have the ring. I might have to just bring it over with my put it up with my Royals bobbleheads. Put it on display.
Yeah. There you go. Tomorrow, if you want someone who I suppose does this actually for a living, Kelly in Vegas, to talk about the Super Bowl, which way you should be going with things. But I'm telling you, I'm an expert here with the prop bets. I've had experience doing Super Bowl prop bets on the radio. I got at least like 3 or 4 radio segments worth of experience doing this. So I'm telling you, I'm pretty locked in when it comes to this. And I'm going to give you 5 bets that you can just knock out of the park here, pay for your entire Super Bowl party. No questions asked. So here is the return of John in Vegas. Super Bowl prop bet number 1. I actually was not aware of this, but Luke Bryan is going to be singing the national anthem. What will Luke Bryan be wearing when he starts singing the national anthem? Blue jeans or any other pants/shorts? That's number 1 here.
Blue jeans right to the bank.
Well, and blue jeans is the heavy favorite. But even though it's the heavy favorite, you still got to go plop your money down there, because I may not know a whole lot specifically about Luke Bryan, but if there's one thing I know about country music, among a lot of things that are pretty easy to tell about country music, it's that blue jeans are a big part of it.
The blue jeans painted on tight. Those jeans you painted on. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight.
It just keeps going. It's only halfway through.
You cut those jeans just right.
Well, yeah, but most of these songs are about women.
But you know what? He's going to be wearing blue jeans.
Yeah.
Come on. His bro country compadre has that Barefoot Blue Jean Night song. It's in the title of the song. He'll be wearing blue jeans. That's prop bet number 1. By the way, that is a clip taken from a YouTube video called How Every Country Song Sounded the Same in 2013. It's fantastic. Okay, number 2 for Super Bowl prop bets. Number of times the word Trump is said on the national TV broadcast. And this is from kickoff to final whistle, live broadcast only. Halftime and commercials do not apply. So, okay, more or less, it's got to come out of the mouth of Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, or Aaron Andrews.
What's the over-under?
1.5.
Under. Under. Yeah.
I think this is slam dunk under. Joe Buck.
They're not going to go down that road.
I just read something today about Joe Buck and all the people that hate him, and I don't think he really cares about it that much, but that is at least a storyline. I would imagine he wants to not have another half of the country completely upset with him over using that or trying to make any kind of point or any joke, any jab, anything like that. I think they're going to try and stay away from it. Like Brady said in the Cover 5, I'm being dead serious here. We kind of need something like that that's not going to have anything involving that man right now for the sake of everybody in the country. I think they'll stay away from it. So I would slam dunk the under on 1.5 number of times Trump said during the Super Bowl.
All bets are off for halftime, but during the actual broadcast, yeah, I don't think it's going to come up.
Speaking of halftime, Lady Gaga for prop bet number 3 in John in Vegas Super Bowl prop bets. What color will Lady Gaga's hair be? You've got blonde or just anything else?
I'm going to go blonde.
Blonde.
You guys are wrong. I'm telling you, put your money on anything else. This is a woman who has worn a meat dress at an awards show. She is not going to be all about keeping things, you know, inside the box. She will be thinking outside the box here. Maybe with her performance, but also with her look. I'm telling you, and blonde is the favorite. So you can really make some money here. Anything else?
It's reverse psychology, though, because everyone's going to be expecting her to be outside the box. So for her to be blonde would in itself be outside the box.
That I don't think she's concerned with reverse psychology. She's concerned with some shock value. That's how Lady Gaga rolls. So, look, this is why I'm the prop bet expert.
Okay.
I just, I got to make sure you guys are
I'm going to remember these, and we're going to go over them on Tuesday.
I'm totally fine with that. Super Bowl prop bet number 4. Number of times Gronk or Gronkowski is said on the broadcast. The over-under there is 3.
Over.
Oh, really? See, I... Dude, alley-oop the under.
Over.
Under.
I'm over as well.
Yeah.
Play under. Or not play.
I think... Well, he's not playing. But I think he'll be shown probably once in, like, I don't know if he'll be hanging out with Kraft or whatever in their booth. I think they'll show him once. They'll talk about him. Hit one or two Gronks, maybe. But I don't really think they're going to talk about him that much in the game. Now, part of that, I think the Pats are going to win, and so I don't think it's going to be some storyline like, oh, well, what if they had Gronk? I don't think that storyline's really going to play out throughout the course of the game. And he's become sort of out of sight, out of mind. I mean, I haven't thought or talked too much about Gronk really in the last 3 weeks.
That story from earlier this week about when he was playing high school basketball was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Did you miss that?
No, but I think it's a definite under. I'm surprised you guys went over. I thought the second I said 3, you guys were going to fire off with the under.
I'll remember the name of the backup tight end, but every time the ball is thrown
Bennett.
To him. Well, that's right. They're going to mention something about always filling in for the injured.
Yep.
Okay.
Gronkowski Gronk.
But he's not really filling in. I mean, he was still playing before whatever. Final Super Bowl prop bet here. And this is where you know they get just way too off the wall with some of these things. This is from Westgate Sportsbook. What number will be higher? The number of Tiger Woods' fourth-round birdies at the Dubai Desert Classic or successful combined field goals in the Super Bowl?
Jeez.
Okay, so those that round that Tiger's playing is also on Sunday?
Yeah.
What? Why? Why is this a thing?
This one's easy, man.
Give me the field goals.
This one's easy. Field goals. I don't think it's going to be a field goal fest by any stretch of the imagination, but Tiger Woods today shot 5 over in the first round of this deal.
Oh, dear.
So, not really bringing too many birdies home to roost anymore. Tiger doesn't have it, much as I wish he did because it makes golf interesting, but I think you absolutely take the field goals in that one. So there you go. You want to pay for your Super Bowl party? You can do it right there with all those Super Bowl prop bets. You're welcome. You Can't Be Serious is coming up next. It's the latest installment of What's the Deal with Kansas Basketball here on The Game.